Well, it's time to get the latest from John Taylor at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith as we look at D-Day for healthcare. Good morning, John.
And good morning. This is the deadline for signing up if you're not already covered by an insurance policy somewhere. Health insurance policy, well, you've got until midnight tonight to sign up. If you don't, the penalties can be as much as 1% of your taxable or your adjusted gross income. And it's kind of interesting that it happens tonight and tomorrow, of course, as you mentioned, Bill, is April Fool's Day. There were 2 million visitors to healthcare.gov over the weekend. The government says that they have 6 million people signed up. There are people that are skeptical of that number. So the government has a chance of meeting their goal of 7 million people signed up for the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, by midnight tonight. And as I mentioned, there are substantial penalties if you're not covered and you don't get signed up by tonight. It's interesting that there's a story this morning in USA Today reporting that healthcare spending rose at the fastest pace in 10 years last quarter. And in fact, they say that expenses for healthcare rose 5.6% at an annualized rate in the fourth quarter, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. And they also go on to point out that this jump triggered a sharp upward revision in the government's estimate of consumer spending overall. And this is a mind-boggling number. And it accounted for nearly a quarter of the economy's 2.6% annualized growth in the last 3 months of 2013. So we'll see if somebody can sort all that out. Friday, a pretty good day for the market, but the market did finish off of its highs. The Dow was up 58 points on Friday. The NASDAQ up slightly. S&P up about 8 points. Futures up strongly this morning, Dow about 61 points. The NASDAQ posting a very strong recovery, up three times what it was down on Friday. We'll see if that holds or not. Some economic data coming out this week that could be very interesting. It might move the markets. On Tuesday, we get vehicle sales numbers for March. And maybe we'll finally quit getting to talk about the bad weather and how everybody blames their bad numbers on the weather. And then on Friday, the big number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Department of Labor, and that is the jobs report for the month of March. Once again, those numbers perhaps will not be skewed by weather conditions and hard to interpret. And let's talk about General Motors, as if they didn't have enough problems already because of all the recall related to their faulty ignition switches. Well, now it turns out that GM has sent a notice to all of its dealers telling them to stop selling certain models of the Chevy Cruze. No reason given. That is an internal document, but it was released by some of the dealers to the press. There was no reason given as to why they should stop selling GM's best-selling car. Later this week, new CEO Mary Barra will testify before two different congressional committees trying to explain why it took over 10 years to recall 2.6 million vehicles that were made between 2002 and 2007 with faulty ignition switches, and some of those directly attributable to a number of deaths. And here's a brain teaser this morning. If you were to ask what the world's most powerful brands were, what would you say? Well, one company does this every year. They survey 10,000 business decision makers from the top 20% of U.S. businesses. So this is a pretty significant survey. They ask them to identify the most powerful brands. They ask them to consider things like familiarity and favorability. Number one for the second year in a row, Coca-Cola. Number two for the second year in a row, Hershey. Number three, Bayer, which is a German company. Number four, Johnson & Johnson, followed by Harley-Davidson. Disney at number six, PepsiCo number seven, American Express. Kellogg number 9 and Apple coming in at number 10. It's interesting if you look back over the list is actually 100 of the world's most powerful brands. If you look back at some of the recent companies that have crept into this list, Twitter would be one of those. It's also interesting to look at some of the companies that have dropped completely out and now don't even make the top 100 brands. Those include Xerox, Blockbuster, Saab, and strangely enough, Merrill Lynch. So most powerful brands, once again, for 2 years in a row, Coca-Cola and Hershey.
Hey, those are powerful brands with me.
I understand that completely.
All right, John, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Certainly he can give you some ideas on some things concerning your finances, or if you have a question about something he brought up during the broadcast. You could visit with him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith or call him at 479-782-2527.